Hello, and welcome back to another episode of 7 by Kevin, the 7-Minute Daily Podcast. Today, we're talking about why recruiters and hiring managers do that. What is it that they do? Exactly. Silence. All we ask as candidates is just give us a little bit of feedback. Got a couple of quick stories for you. So, I've been looking for jobs for quite some time. And I went through 6 interviews with a company, including a half-day ride-along with one of the other salespeople. So I invested at least 12 hours of my time between 6 interviews. Now, mind you, most of them were virtual, but one was in person, and a ride-along. And I was told it would be about a week before I heard back. Waited the week, waited 2 weeks. So on the 2nd week, I followed up with an email. And the gentleman called me back right away, kudos to them. And I got a response of, oh, I thought we changed hiring managers or we changed talent acquisition person. And that's why they never, I guess they didn't call you back. So yeah, sorry about that. Well, really? Like, you invest that much? All I ask, and all us candidates ask, hiring managers and recruiters, talent acquisition, whatever the title, if you're looking after bringing new people on board and interviewing people, all we ask is the same courtesy that you would expect when you remembered you yourself getting and looking for a job. That's all we ask. I had another one that I was, again, did a 5-6 interviews, and I even did a job shadowing for half a day. So again, another 10 or 12 hours, and I was told it would be a few days to a week. When I called back after 2 weeks, I got nothing. I got no response from my email, and it was 2 business days later that I got a generic email from HR saying that I did not get the job. Again, like, seriously, get some guts and call the person back. You know, we're big, we're adults, we can take the bad news, but you know, then you have the opposite thing when you send out a application or a resume somewhere, and they you send the resume, you forget about it, and you're only reminded about it when they send you a decline letter to say that we're not moving forward with you to the first round interviews. That's going above and beyond. Thank you very much. In fact, I'd almost not want that because it reminds me of another one that I got rejected for. But that's fine. That's great. Keep doing that. But it's the ones where you invest in some time, and they, you know, I guess you kind of have to think of it as sort of being, you're helped out in this instance, because if they treat candidates that way, you really have to think, how do they treat their employees? So I guess you really have to count your blessings and think, okay, maybe I kind of dodged that bullet. At least that's the way I try and think of it, because otherwise it's just going to, you know, I'm going to pull my hair out thinking about it. I had another one that I didn't even get the HR or anything like that sent to me. There was complete silence. So I interviewed with round one with the talent acquisition person. Sounded really good. Sounded very promising. And so then what happened was he said it would be about a week or 2 weeks, let's say. So I sent an email right away thanking him for his time. Followed up about a week after the time frame that he told me. Nothing. Sent another email. Nothing. Well, he called me from a cell phone. So I called him on the cell phone, left a message. Nothing. Then I sent him a text message. Nothing. Now, some of you might be thinking, Kevin, take the hint. You know, like, what were you like when you're dating? Well, this isn't dating. This is being professional and caring about your job and caring about other people. So it doesn't make sense that why you would do that. So if I can pass along any message to any recruiter, hiring manager, the person that does those decisions, or a talent acquisition person, please put yourself in the candidate's position. Whether you were looking for a job years ago or last week, treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's my rant for today. I appreciate you listening. I hope you come back the next time. That's Less Than Seven, and I'm Kevin from the 7-Minute Daily Podcast, and I'll see you next time. Thanks again. Bye-bye.